You are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a classic from Beethoven, the romantic sounds of Afra Harnoy, Cecilia Bartoli, and the requisite oboe music. Let's begin with some Purcell, considered to be one of the greatest English composers with the likes of Elgar. Purcell kind of had a unique English form of Baroque music. He incorporated both Italian and French stylistic elements into his works and did achieve great fame and triumph throughout England and Europe. He did come from a musical family and has said to have been composing at 9 years old. But the earliest work that actually can be certainly identified is an Ode to the King's Birthday, which is dated back in 1670. To date, his works, you know, they've lasted the time of times. His works have also inspired the likes of popular composers like Pete Townsend of The Who. If you don't know, that's the English rock band from the 60s. And Pete actually identified Purcell's harmonies as an influence on the band's music in such songs as Won't Get Fooled Again and I Can See for Miles. His music has also been adapted as theme music. Maybe you've seen A Clockwork Orange or England, My England, and also in the soundtrack to Pride and Prejudice, which features a dance titled A Postcard to Henry Purcell. So he definitely left his mark. Today we're going to hear the choir of the King's Consort and Blow Up the Trumpet in Zion.
So
How beautiful was that? That was the choir of the King's Consort and Blow Up the Trumpet of Zion by Purcell. We're going to move on to a popular work by Beethoven, a selection from his Moonlight Sonata, or his Sonata number 14 in C-sharp major. Minor, my mistake there. Completed back in 1801, it is dedicated back in 1802 to his pupil, the Countess Giulietta Guicciardi. It is one of Beethoven's most popular compositions for piano. Now, he'd much admired Haydn and dedicated the first of his three. Get this, he wrote 32 sonatas to him. And many may ask about the name Moonlight Sonata. This can be attributed to the poet and German critic Ludwig Rellstab. In 1832, that was 5 years after Beethoven's death, Rellstab likened the effect of the first movement to that of the moonlight shining upon the Lake Lucerne, and the name stuck. Today we're going to hear a performance by Luis Chavez Jabel, and we're going to hear the third movement, though not the first. This is the Presto Agitato.
Thank you.
The Flying Fingers of Louis Schajabella and the Presto Agitato from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. You are listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada, BC. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with one of Canada's great music exports. I'm speaking of cellist Ofra Harnoy. She was born in Israel and moved with her family to Toronto back in 1971. She studied with the best, the likes of Pierre Fournier, Jacqueline Dupré, and Mislav Rostropovich. She made her professional debut as a soloist with an orchestra at the tender age of 10 and made her Carnegie Hall debut in 1982. Now, this brought her public and critical acclaim. She is a multi-Juno Award winner, having performed across the globe, and, you know, she even received an invitation from Prince Charles. She's also received the Order of Canada, and get this, has, well, just about 40 albums to boot. I think she's a great success. This comes from her disc of romantic cello sonatas. We're going to be hearing the Allegro Moderato from Chopin's Sonata for Cello and Piano.
Thank you.
passionate performance and the romantic signs and sounds of Ofra Harnoy, and she was joined by Cyprian Katsaris on the piano. That was the opening of Chopin's Sonata for Cello and Piano. And it is the time for regular listeners. It's the regular segment of Oboe Music. Today, some music by Bach, his Trio Sonata in G. Now, this work was originally written for flute, violin, and harpsichord. And it was one of the only periods of Bach's life where he was free to devote his creative energies solely to instrumental music. Today, we're going to hear it in another creative environment, an arrangement for flute, oboe, and guitar. Here is Bach's Trio Sonata in G major.
Thank you.
A lovely performance. That was Anton Kushkin on flute, Donald Bender on oboe, and Gary Kessler on guitar, and an arrangement of Bach's Trio Sonata in G major. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, the movie Blanc came out as a trilogy of three movies. Now, each of these movies represented the colors of the French flag, the three colors representing the three principles of the French Revolution: freedom, equality, and fraternity. The results of this were three amazing films. We're going to listen to some of the soundtrack from the movie Blanc, which in almost every shot contains at least one white object. So here's a taste of the soundtrack. It's music composed by Zbigniew Preisner. haunting music from the soundtrack to the movie Blanc by Zbigniew Preisner. And coming up next, as promised at the top of the show, the incredible voice of Cecilia Bartoli. She began her career as a shepherd boy at the age of 8 in Tosca, and she's since gone on to become one of the world's greatest talents. Her interpretations of Mozart and Rossini are well-renowned, and she also does lots of great lesser-known Baroque music and classical music. And she's also doubly blessed, if it wasn't enough, for being known as having the versatility to sing both soprano and mezzo-soprano roles. The selection we're going to hear comes from an early recording of hers. It's of 18th century Italian songs. Here is music by Pesiello.
Thank you.
The incredible talents of Cecilia Bartoli and Il mio bien quando vero, music by Pezzioli. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to seeing you next time. Till then. And now do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian news radio and culture, with the very talented Worku. He's going to keep you dancing and informative on everything Ethiopian and more. And I'm going to leave you now just to get you in the mood a little bit with the sounds of Johnny Clegg from Heat, Dust, and Dreams. Till next Sunday at 9.
Yashimbaula. Yashimbaula. Hum. Yashimbaula. Yashimbaula, hum.
Across your face,
Yashimbaula.
We used to talk about